You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Heather Henley, the editor of Due Savannah from the Savannah Morning News. Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
Also with us is Bill Doors, the editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
And plenty to do this weekend, including a fun film festival coming to town.
Yeah, Mountain Film on Tour Savannah. It comes, it's been coming for several years, and it's all adventure and extreme sports and nature, and just get you excited to get outdoors. Or if you're not the outdoorsy type, you can live vicariously. It kicks off Thursday night with Take Every Wave, the Life of Laird Hamilton. He's a famous surfer. He's been surfing and doing these extreme things for years. And it's directed by Rory Kennedy, and that kicks off at Trustees Theater Thursday night. And then you've got more shorts and documentaries Friday and Saturday night. And really all day Saturday, there's a coffee talk in the morning with some of the filmmakers. There's a bike ride organized by Savannah Bicycle Campaign, and a family matinee at 2 p.m. So lots going on with that. And it's $15 for the evening events, $5 for the matinee.
Oh, wow.
Kids under 12 can bring their stub to Leopold's and get a free scoop afterwards. So make it a full day.
Yeah. On Thursday night as well, Bill, there's some great music in town.
Yeah. The Trinity United Methodist Church down on Telfair Square is starting back with their Thursday night Opry. This is their singer-songwriter edition. This particular event is a fundraiser for the nonprofit Girls on the Run. It's going to feature seven different singer-songwriters, including four excellent performers who are right here in Savannah. They are, and many of you will know who these performers are, Eric Britt, Britt Scott, Josephine Johnson, and John Waits. They should bring a great variety and some really touching and moving songs to the stage at Trinity on Thursday.
That would be a great lineup alone, but some of the visiting performers are fantastic as well.
And then also throughout the weekend, Bill, there is some excellent musical theater.
Bay Street Theater, they're mounting another production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. They've done it a few times before, but it's been a few years. And this time, Chad Darnell is taking the role of Hedwig. I have a full review that'll be in Due Savannah this week, but he's excellent. And it's just a really touching and powerful and extremely provocative, and I found it especially relevant now. The show's about 20 years old, but I found it just especially powerful today because there's so many different dynamics in it about immigration, about transgender rights, about nonconformity, about public recognition, mass culture. It's a really serious but really fun and really emotional show, playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. for the next two weekends. There are some age restrictions, which you can read about online.
Also, Heather, at the Telfair is one of our annual art events.
This is a big one. This is the Pult Art Plus Technology Festival, and it's absolutely free at the Jepson Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So lots of interactives, lots of VR. This is just the future of tech, but it's done in a very artistic way. And, you know, a lot of people in town are wanting to promote Savannah as a tech hub, and this is where we start. This is where we get kids interested in STEM, as well as the creative side of that. So go interact. I mean, it's great for all ages, and, you know, you can't miss spending a dime. So,
Well, Heather Henley of Due Savannah from the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Bill Doors of the music blog Hissing Lawns, and also a columnist for the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.